want to make you aware of a couple books. There are some new things. I'm trying to get some new things in the bookstore and such. So, you know, take a look. There's a couple new things there. So I want to make you aware of a couple of the new books there. Which I do first. I'll do this one first. This is called Finding God in My Loneliness by Lydia Brownback. And I just really appreciated this woman. Let me just read you some of the chapters. She sets us up for facing loneliness and she at the beginning and at the end. She's got loneliness reinforced and then at the end loneliness redeemed and really leaves us all with hope. But I'm just going to read you some of her middle section is loneliness realized. So we have the loneliness of leaving, the loneliness of night, the loneliness of obedience, the loneliness of running away, the loneliness of grief, the loneliness of being different, the loneliness of being unclean, the loneliness of misplaced love, the loneliness of marriage, the loneliness of being unmarried. So if you listen to all those chapters, you probably realize that this doesn't really leave out anybody in any way. And it was very helpful. I think when we're in a season of loneliness, we feel pretty isolated and pretty alone, right? And as though there's nobody else that's going through this. And there's that aspect to our lives that God orders all of our lives differently. And the things that are difficult for us are not exactly the same as anyone else's. But there's an extent to which that's unhelpful when we start to see ourselves as kind of different from all the people around us. And so I think that what was very helpful to me about this book was there was a very good insight into what is difficult during those times. But there was, and I think it will help us all in understanding the different things that we're going through. I think that if you read that, you will get better insight into your friend that is going through this. But at the same time, it kind of elevates us all to the same level of arm linking. And we all have different things that the Lord brings us that we have to go through. And even if our situation is different, you know, Christ is she does a good job of helping us to know that there is hope for us in the Lord, and we don't have to separate ourselves from everybody else, even though we're different. There is a bit of arm linking here that we can walk through these things together. So I think you will get insight into your friend, and I think you yourself will be pointed to the Lord and the things that the Lord has brought you that are difficult. So I recommend this for anybody. It's called Finding God in My Loneliness, and it's by Lydia Brownback. And there are copies to buy available today if you want to. This is another book called Lies Young Women Believe and the Truth That Sets Them Free by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth and Dana Gresh. Before she was Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, she was Nancy Lee DeMoss. She wrote this originally with Elizabeth Elliot a long time ago, but they have updated this very effectively. And especially if you're kind of end of high school and about to head out into the world in whatever form, if you're going to college or even if you're just going to the workplace, whatever you're doing, it's really going to open your eyes to what you're going to encounter, whether it's in your own life or it's in the lives of the people that you meet. And it also really hits these things head on with God's truth. And I really just came away, I didn't read the whole thing. Colleen read more of it, so if you want to ask more about it to Colleen, you can. But there was just a very good ability to point young women with any number of things from this fallen world that they're dealing with to the Lord. Really gave hope to really anybody. So I would recommend that to you. If you have somebody that you're ministering to that is just dealing with a lot, this might give you some talking points. It's also written in a format that would be helpful to someone who's not used to reading a lot. It's kind of that format where you can kind of grab certain parts of it. So consider it. You might have some situations that this could be really helpful for. So the last thing I'm going to mention to you is this book called True Woman 201, Interior Design, 10 Elements of Biblical Womanhood. And I especially wanted to mention this coming off of this retreat. This summer, we're going to have, it's kind of meant in a way to go through it with a group, and there are actually videos that go along with it. This has 10 chapters, really going through, let me read you the chapters. Sorry if this is it's just not helpful to you, I'm sorry, but it helps me a little bit to hear chapter titles. So a chapter on discernment, honor, affection, discipline, virtue, responsibility, benevolence, disposition, legacy, and beauty. And these are taken from Titus 2. She kind of takes the things that are listed in Titus 2 and the part where Titus is talking specifically to women, and she's taking all of her chapters from there and talking about them. So this is Mary Cassian and Nancy Lee DeMoss, Wolgamuth, now, same lady. So I would encourage you to consider going through it this summer with the people that are going to be doing that as a class. We'll let you know when that's going to be offered, the specific of the day of the week and the dates and all that. Or grab it and go through it on your own. There's actually a 101. And the 101 maybe starts in Genesis and is a little bit more basic to some of the things that Dr. Kostenberger talked about today, some of the things that we studied in the Transformed book, basic to our understanding of God's design for male and female. And it's very accessible, so it would be good to go through with a high school daughter, something like that. And that's the preliminary one to this one that is kind of more fleshing out what we see in Titus 2 and other places in the New Testament. Okay, so those are book plugs, and there's more back there. I just had to choose a couple of them to tell you about. So I'm going to pray for us as we get going for our last teaching session. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just grateful to you for just this gift of being able to sit here and to have your word explained well to us, and to be encouraged, Lord, to look to your word as our guide. And so, Father, I do ask that you would help each one of us to be able to grasp something of this that would be helpful to us in living according to your word. Father, I do pray that you would just give us hearts that are eager and that really just trust in you and your good ways and your good plans for us. We do ask, Father, that you would be kind to us in our church and helping us to just embrace the goodness of your plan and to have a wisdom and discernment for all the different situations that we encounter. Father, I pray that you would bless Dr. Kostenberger as she speaks again to us. Just give her strength. And thank you so much for the gift that she's been to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I just, man, how well said. Such an understatement, right? But if we put those three teachings together, I'm just so grateful to you. The last teaching, you'll get that in the Equipping for Parents book. It's just right there. So if you couldn't write fast enough, get that book. And there's a couple copies you can buy today, and then you can get it online easily. So I think the Jesus and the Feminist books and the, I keep forgetting the title, God, Man, and what was that one? God's Design for Man and Women. Those, I think there's a couple more of those back there, too. But if you couldn't ride fast enough, you can get those books, and you can re-listen to those. So I'm just really so very grateful to have had that combination of teaching. It was helpful to have it all at once. It's hard sometimes if you take just one part of that. You can hear one part of that and you can think certain things, but when you put it all together, it makes sense, doesn't it? That gives us a context. And in the way that you talked about our seasons of singlehood was just so very helpful. Thank you very much for doing that. I know sometimes it is a little bit hard to articulate that, but I hope you're able to really feel a sense of us all being together in this and working toward the same thing, whatever God calls us to. You know, we all have different, as I've said many times, I was great today to, that idea of knowing the ideal is not to make anybody feel bad for the unideal that God brings into our lives. Sometimes it's hard to communicate that, but there is really hope for whatever the situation is that you're starting from. We are all in a fallen world, and so there are many situations that are not the ideal, but talking about the ideal is not to make anybody feel like I can't do this. The ideal kind of has to be there for us to understand God's redemption and what he's doing for us and the hope that there is and the places that we can go. So we live in a culture that is very, it's very difficult to be encouraged. But when we look at God's word, we understand the whole thing, the plan and the fall and then the redemption here, the consummation, we have hope, don't we? So let's be encouraged. I guess I will pray for us. And 12 o'clock is when the lunch opens. Take a minute to thank Dr. Kostenberger. She does have to go soon, so don't talk too long. But thank her, and then we will let her go. And please just know our gratefulness to you. And please speak to lots of people everywhere. We just appreciate your message. So let me pray for us. Father, thank you just again for a time to be together. And Lord, we do just want to honor you. So I pray that you would give us courage and you would give us wisdom. Help us to rightly interpret your word. And I pray for each one of the women here today. I pray that they would be encouraged and that they would understand that as for God, his ways are perfect and that we would embrace your ways as good and we would understand your good plan for us and be able to walk in faith and hope. I pray for each woman here, Lord, that they would be encouraged today. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.